Life doesn't pause when you're sick. Vaccines against respiratory illnesses can help protect you and give you more playtime with your best friend. Depending on age and health status, vaccinations for flu, COVID-19, RSV, or pneumococcal infection may be recommended. Vaccines can help keep you from having a rough time. Learn more at cveep.org/vaccines-protect. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and CVEEP, fighting infectious respiratory disease.
Hey everyone, Avery Hart here, and welcome back to Stoic Mental Armor. I'm so glad you're here. Today, we're diving deep into something truly powerful, self-compassion. You know, life can be a real roller coaster sometimes, right? One minute you're soaring high, the next you're plummeting down with all the doubt and negativity swirling around. And ever feel like your inner critic is the loudest voice in the room? Not good enough, it whispers. Should have done better. It's exhausting. But guess what? That little voice doesn't have to be the boss of you. We can learn to talk back, to treat ourselves with the same kindness and understanding we'd offer a friend going through a tough time. So how do we cultivate the superpower of self-compassion? Here are 5 key takeaways that will help us build that mental armor. 1. Recognize your humanity. We all stumble, make mistakes, and experience setbacks. It's part of the human experience. Instead of beating yourself up, remember that everyone is on their own journey and imperfection is actually pretty beautiful. Think about it, our flaws and imperfections are what make us unique and interesting. 2. Practice mindful self-talk. What do you say to yourself when things get tough? Are those words kind and supportive, or harsh and critical? Start noticing your inner dialogue. When you catch yourself being overly negative, gently redirect those thoughts. Replace "I messed up" with "this is an opportunity to learn." 3. Cultivate gratitude. Shifting your focus to the good things in your life can be a game changer. Take a moment each day to appreciate the small things: a warm cup of coffee, a sunny day, a heartfelt conversation with a loved one. These little moments of joy add up. 4. Set realistic expectations. Don't strive for perfection, because let's be honest, it's unattainable and sets us up for disappointment. Aim for progress, not perfection. Celebrate your wins, big or small, and remember that setbacks are just stepping stones on the path to growth. 5. Practice self-care. You wouldn't neglect a car you love, would you? Treat yourself with the same care and attention. Make time for activities that nourish your mind, body, and soul, whether it's reading, taking a walk in nature, listening to music, or spending time with people who uplift you. Now, let me share a story with you that really highlights the power of self-compassion. I remember back in college, I was absolutely terrified of public speaking. The thought of standing up in front of a crowd made my palms sweat and my knees weak. But then, I realized something: I wasn't being kind to myself. Instead of beating myself up for feeling this way, I started practicing self-compassion. I acknowledged my fear, treated it with understanding, and reminded myself that everyone feels nervous sometimes. Slowly but surely, I started taking small steps outside my comfort zone. I joined a Toastmasters club, practiced in front of friends and family, and eventually even gave presentations in class. You know what? It wasn't always easy, but every time I pushed through that fear, I felt a sense of accomplishment and self-worth. Remember, you are worthy of love and kindness, especially from yourself. So let's recap the key takeaways. Remember your humanity, practice mindful self-talk, cultivate gratitude, set realistic expectations, and prioritize self-care. These strategies aren't just about feeling good, they're about building resilience, fostering inner strength, and navigating life's challenges with grace and compassion. Ready to start practicing? I encourage you to reflect on one area in your life where you could use more self-compassion. Maybe it's dealing with a difficult situation at work, managing your anxieties, or simply being kinder to yourself in your daily interactions. Share your thoughts with me. Let's build a community of support and understanding. I can't wait to hear your stories and continue this journey together. See you tomorrow for another dose of Stoic Mental Armor.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.